We've got about 4 minutes to 5 o'clock. Nick, I'm going to look at you. I was going to go to the theme announcement. I'm not quite sure how long it will take, but if we have, I'd like to get it done and see what you have to share.
Yeah, absolutely. You're using my love to eat to make sure that I wrap this up, is what we're getting at. I get that.
Nice to see you again. Each year in South Dakota State Parks, we promote an activity to encourage everyone to visit and enjoy the parks. In 2024, we're reeling in memories. With our fishing theme, we're focusing on creating new park users and anglers, as well as getting current users to try fishing and camping in other parks, as well as like the different lodging types we have to offer. Our activity for 2024, we're collecting parks again, like we did with the trails. So participants will earn prizes based on the number of parks in which they've enjoyed a fishing adventure. Those fishing adventures can be fishing, fishing education, fish cleaning, lure tying, anything fishing related. It can be cleaning their catch and cooking their catch. Participants just simply take a photo of this fishing adventure and submit it online along with a brief survey they complete so we have more information. Signs with the QR code to upload those submissions will be posted near our boat ramps, fish cleaning stations, all along South Dakota State Park and Recreation Areas. So for their first park, thank you to Nick for helping us set these levels. For our first park that you do a fishing activity in, you earn a bluegill decal. For 5 parks, you earn a perch. For 10 parks, you earn a largemouth bass. For 15 parks, a walleye. And for 20-plus parks, the elusive muskie. So each angler who has fishing adventures in 20 or more parks also is entered to win the grand prize, which is our ultimate state park camping fishing experience. So you get a 2-night stay in one of our new lodging options, as well as some camping and fishing gear, so you can keep doing these adventures on your own. We're also going to have the interactive map. The talented Heather Berg puts those together for us. And it'll have those fishing activities information. So it'll have like good places to take your kids fishing, ADA or mobility friendly like sites and piers, fishing events and education, fishing equipment rental, checkout, things like that, as well as fish species found in the area to help entice those folks to travel across the state and try new things. excuse me. Our Reel in Memories theme activity, it'll kick off Monday, January 15th, with our park entrance license sticker promotion, and that'll run then until January 15th. But our whole activity is going to go from January 15th to December 31st. So we're going to do the PEL sale. What that means for us is anybody that buys a park entrance license sticker online from January 15th to March 15th receives one of our collectible themed stickers. Last year they were the Sasquatch stickers. This year they're the fish stickers, and we have those for you guys. We found out this has been very popular. In 2022, we had just under 2,000 people bought their park entrance licenses within that time frame. And last year, 4,600 people bought their park entrance license during that time. So that helps us really kick off that season. I also want to make sure, rest assured, our friendly park Sasquatch will also be joining us for our fishing adventures. We're working on a series of brief videos for each season that will help highlight park entrance license sales, camping reservations, lodging options, and shoulder season camping. These lighthearted videos will feature a seasoned angler, and a Sasquatch will have cameo in each one. So I've been anxiously awaiting these ice video shoots, and we haven't had enough ice. So a couple weeks ago, our seasoned angler, Chris Hull, assured me that it would soon be cold enough. Well, I think we're at the point now that it's definitely cold enough. So the only other thing we need with that is our Sasquatch. So I will now turn the presentation over to him. Thank you.
Yes, Nick Harrington, Communications Manager and designated Sasquatch. Again, I think the biggest thing from last year is Sasquatch's height is highly underwhelming. We have made sure that we found the crustiest of anglers, so that's what we have Chris Hull here for. And again, you can thank the cold weather on him. But as we move into next year, I mean, this year, as you can tell, there's been a lot. I'm very excited about this. I've good or bad, had a lot of influence on what this looks like. If you want to know where the sticker idea came from, there's a black F-150 outside. If you can guess which one is mine. Yeah, there's quite a few stickers on the back of that, and hopefully a few more here. And as we look about how do we get folks to know about this, I think one thing that stands out to me is our Sasquatch, our hiking theme, that was very much dedicated to our park users, right? That's what we see. It's one, number one activity in our state parks. Well, this gives us a really good opportunity to not only get our park users out fishing, but also get our anglers out into the parks, too. So I think about myself. I'm one that I'll say on public record, I plan to win this competition. I know there's not a top number, but I just want everyone to know I'm going to collect as many as possible. I'm going for the biggest number. But again, this is someone that I'm just a day user in the parks. The most that I interact with, you know, Jeff and Al, I buy a park entrance license, and then I make sure that they have the boat ramps in for me at this time of year when it's nice out. So this is just a good opportunity. Showcase those lodging opportunities that we have. Showcase ways that folks like myself can interact with our parks more, and then vice versa, we have those park users that we're going to get them interested in fishing. And that's something I'm really excited about. Again, so we're going to be reaching out to our parks lists, all of our emails that we have, social media. We'll continue to showcase this activity, but it really just naturally blends in to talk to our anglers about this as well. So as popular as Sasquatch was last year, our trails are calling. I'm hoping that we can do even better this year just because we're using an even larger pool. I'm not a very good hiker if my physique says anything, but this is something that I'm going to be in our parks, I'm going to be participating, and it just builds me up as an outdoor user. The other thing I'll mention is we want to keep this forefront. That's the nice thing about fishing. We can fish year-round here in South Dakota. We're going to be able to showcase those pictures on social media as we receive them. I've been told that we're going to make sure there's not many pictures of me, so we have a pretty good filtering process on that. But just keeping it top of mind year-round, and it speaks to getting folks in our park in that spring and fall time period, too. That's often the best fishing, so that's a time that we're naturally going to be able to drive folks into our parks as well. So, again, I know we're up against supper time here, but with that, any questions you all have, again, I'm really excited about this. If it's a smash hit, you can thank Rachel and the park staff. If it's a dud, you can thank me as our angler. So, and again, I'll always be our Sasquatch honoree as well. So with that, we can take any questions.
Any questions for Rachel or Nick? When did you say your promotion material will start going out?
So it kicks off Monday, January 15th, so that'll be our initial email, and we kick that off with our park entrance license sale and tell the folks about the activity.
Sounds great. Sounds like a good plan. Thank you both.
Thanks,
y'all. And with that, I'm going to we'll hold everything until tomorrow, so we will begin at 8 a.m. Central Time. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow.